74 DJW Mobile.
KE Mobile.
How are you? Long time no hear.
I'm doing okay. Just enjoying this 290 parking lot.
I'm running parallel to you on 101, but it's not a parking lot.
Here, and there's an 18-wheeler that wants to make a right turn, and I'm not back far enough to let him go through, so I have to let him go. All right. Oh, hey, we're moving.
What's up, you? I think as we get older, that's easier to do. That's a good thing.
And dealing with this traffic, this widening, I guess, is 290 all the way to 25. One time somebody said that I heard that it was going to be 290 to Lynn Road, down Tigerville Road, all the way to 25 in the Traveler's Rest. But I'm glad they're not going by my house now.
We're widening the road, too, because they're, you know, scraping it and on both sides to make it look like it make it wider. But at the last club meeting, I think they told me that it's they're putting a pipeline in instead of widening. It might be both, too. I don't know. But for sure, they're putting a gas pipeline in, natural gas.
Natural gas pipeline? I was thinking it was fresh. I know it wasn't sewer, because sewer is usually concrete and much larger. But, yeah, wow. That's got to be at least a 10-inch. Supposed to widen it, from my understanding, all the way to 25, and they got to put all the infrastructure in first before they can do the widening. Now, did they change their mind? That's entirely possible.
I think it's probably a multi-step plan for 290 to be the next Haywood Road. Remember when Haywood Road was the size of 290? And think about what Haywood Road's like now.
I just got here after they had widened it out. They were finishing the bridge over 385 when we got out here. So I never really got to see it when it was, you know, just two lanes wide. But, yeah, they need to widen it. It's bumper-to-bumper traffic from 7 o'clock in the morning on. And it doesn't seem to let up till about 10 o'clock.
It's going to be the new Haywood Road. It's going to turn into that. I was planning to move further out, but Amy didn't want me to move further out and then croak and leave her out in the middle of nowhere. So I guess we're going to stay where we are. Hopefully the property value will go up if it gets like that and you get forced to move out.
Understanding that, as far as my wife wanted to move, and she said, oh no, we ain't moving out nowhere, middle of nowhere, and you die on me. It was funny. We just had that conversation not too long ago, too. But, yeah, we're going to stay where we're at. I like where I'm at. I'm glad they're not coming down in front of my street like they were planning or I'd heard. And it'll be far enough away for me to enjoy the benefits of an extra wide road without the traffic.
More space, more land for to build an airfield, to be able to fly, you know, walk out the garage, the shop door and throw the airplane on the ground, take off. That's what was my motivation. She said, you go buy you some land up there and you put your metal building on it. You can do that all you want. And then when you croak, I'll just sell the whole thing. So you guys were having the same conversation we were having.
Mine is actually, I need a larger shop now. That the shed that I had in the backyard for radio work and electronics, that lasted for about a year. And then it turned more and more into storage. So now I have two bedrooms upstairs for, let's see, ammo reloading, 3D printing, plus airbrushing, and then kind of a hobby table to fix anything that needs to be fixed around the house. So I would like to have something outside the house.
I used to have the smaller room downstairs with my airplane room, and it was just cram-packed. It's so full I couldn't do anything. She finally said, okay, you can have the bonus room and if you make your airplane room into a library for me. So now she has a library, and now I'm busting out of the seams of the bonus room. I need an outside shop, you know, with plenty of square feet.
If you make more room for more stuff, which I'm finding myself trying not to do that. Oh, and also one of the other things I'm getting back into again is drones. Man, can they restrict those little puppies in the air. But, yeah, I'm getting back into drones.
Well, planning on doing is having a building a... When I lived up north in Indiana, they had a, I'd leave the island where the Wabash River split and came back together. I'd go into town into Logansport, and they had a Bickles hobby shop, and the basement was a full slot car, race cars. And I'd go up there after cutting grass and delivering papers when I get my money for delivering papers and cutting grass. I'd go in there and spend all my money racing my cars around that track. I wanted to do the same thing with airplanes and multirotors, except across about 20 or 30 acres instead of in the basement of Bickles hobby shop.
You know, when I was a kid, a guy had a slot car set in his garage. He had a two-car garage, and one whole site was dedicated to slot cars. And the kids from the neighborhood would come around with their cars, and he'd build, trade, and swap. I always wanted to do it, but I was just a little too young and never really got into that. And then I got into model building, and that was it. That was my forte, was trying to put together a model.
Plastic kind, or what kind of a model?
The inexpensive Ravel model. Back in the day, they were like, you know, $2.50 and that sort of thing. But as far as when I got into actual model building, I used to get a hold of, remember the Chaparral number 6? It had the real super high wing on it. That was a slot car my dad bought for me as a kid. And we put it together. And I think that's what got me into the mechanical, doing a little mechanical stuff, because that's what I enjoy the most of.
The Plymouth Daytona, it had a big, tall wing on the back, too.
A race, strictly Can-Am Racing Chaparral. It was a number 66. I think Shelby might have had something to do with it, but it had a wing, a tiltable wing like they have today on the dragsters, NHRA Top Fueler. That was a similar type wing, not as radical, but that was the wing they had on the top, where they would, it was movable, so when they go into turns, they tip it up for more downforce, and when they hit the straightaways, they tip it flat.
Right now. Well, I am at home. I just made my trip to the transfer station. I'm at home, so I got to get out and unload, take the dog out for a walk and all that stuff. Anyway, enjoy your day. Good talking to you. I hope that parking lot turns into a highway again really soon on you. W1JE. I think I remembered your call. W4DJW. Catch you later.
Good day, too. Actually, I'm on the way to the dentist. I'm hoping not to have that bad a day. Anyway, you enjoy. Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo. I'll be clear. Well, I mean mobile.
W2T. You mean they let you on the road without a caretaker?
Glasses. I picked them up next week.
Boy, you're really a danger out there. How you doing today, my friend?
Yeah, I'm always in danger when I'm out on the road. But I'm doing really good. Have my health. And I brought home a kitten to my wife, not knowing how young it was, because it was one of those last minute, hey, you want a kitten? And we just had a cat. Anyway, so I brought home this kitten, and now my wife is now becoming a helicopter mom over this cat.
Uh-huh. Okay, so what she's doing is going to make you do all the cleanup afterwards. Is that it?
Not at all. She won't let me anywhere near it right now. Well, she's doing all of the work, all the hovering and all the mothering. I mean, it's to the point where we're bottle feeding her and stimulating her like she's in the litter box with her litter mates. We believe the cat's probably maybe 4 weeks old, possibly 5.
Well, you know, you got to watch those things and see what's going on. But, yeah. Anyway, just heard you in there talking to Dave, and I thought I'd throw my call out and see what you're doing. And this Rusty over here in Spartanburg and everything, but I hadn't talked to you in a while. So, and I just thought I'd say good morning, and I'll go eat my breakfast. I was in here checking a couple of items on the computer that I needed to check on this morning. So, you know, taking care of the necessities and getting them out of the way early.
It's good talking to you too, Rusty. I actually work a 4-on, 4-off shift. So right now, my day off, I go back to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and then I'm off for 4 more days. Kind of, sort of semi-retired. So you have yourself a good day, and I'll be rolling along nicely. And, well, it looks nice, but it's cold out. W1JE Mobile.
Yeah, same here. Yesterday morning, the air conditioning was running. Today, the heat's running. Oh, well. We'll talk to you later. Take it easy out there, W2T clear.